This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, I'm about to sign off. And Will Johnson is going to take over the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I almost got to all my news here today, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to carry it over to the war room here. A couple stacks left of news to get to. I'm going to carry it over and cover it on the war room. But what I'm really going to do is I'm going to dedicate the 3 hours of the war room to taking your calls. So that is on the agenda coming up for the War Room. I'm going to jump out of studio here and then host the War Room at Infowars.com/show from 3 to 6, and we're going to take all your calls. Will Johnson is going to take over right now, though. Will, fun times. Fun times, my friend. I'm sure you got a lot to cover. You are now at the helm of the Alex Jones Show. This is the proverbial baton toss here. Let's see if we can do this live on air. And now Will Johnson has the baton. Take over, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, you know what? You know what? Pepe is just a frog. Pepe is just a frog. What is wrong with Pepe? You know, they want to take Pepe now because Pepe has on a rainbow afro. Anyways, welcome, welcome. This is the Alex Jones Show. My name is Will Johnson. I am filling in for the fourth hour. Thank you, Owen. So, we have a lot to talk about today. We have craziness of the liberals. The liberals just get crazier and crazier. I was just watching Owen, and he was showing the crazy leftist there with the crazy makeup on, trying to look like a clown. Be honest with you. These leftist liberals don't need to put on the makeup. They already fit the part. It's remarkable that they actually have brain cells left. And I'm subject to believe that, you know, the brain cells that they have are just, you know, floating around like into oblivious. There's nothing there. It's just like empty space. And, you know, and they exercise their brain cells as much as they can. It's whatever they have. It's like they don't even have two to rub together. It's amazing. But anyways, welcome again. We are talking about what I'm going to talk about is how the left is attacking conservatives, how the left is there. They have increased their attacks on conservatives throughout the country. You have leftists and even the liberal media that won't even acknowledge it. And they're the ones that's doing all the attacking on American people. And then they turn around and try to blame it on right wingers or, you know, people that support President Trump. Anyone in that category, they're the ones that's hateful. They're the ones that's mean. No, that is not the case. It has always been the left. I've been to multiple rallies, multiple rallies. I was in Portland. I was in Berkeley, I was in L.A., I was in San Diego, and every single time Trump supporters show up to have a rally, guess who shows up to be violent? The left. Every time these leftist groups have rallies, and I've been to multiple leftist rallies, none of us were there throwing rocks at them. None of us were there trying to hit them with sticks. None of us were there trying to knock any of them out. We didn't have any of that taking place. It's only when conservatives have a rally or have a gathering, you get the left showing up being violent. And you know what? Maxine Waters, I think she's the ringleader of all of the violence that's taking place against conservatives today, specifically Trump supporters. And the reason why I say that is because when Maxine Waters came out and said that, you know what, we need to attack them where they are. When she said that, she was addressing the people that's under the Trump administration, anyone in his cabinet. She was saying, when you see them out somewhere, attack them. That's basically what she's saying. But ultimately, her goal was to get anyone who supports President Trump to be attacked by these leftist hateful people. And that's exactly what's taking place. They have found it in their heart to attack us as Americans. They find it that it is the proper thing to attack us. Why? Because they see us as the enemy. Because we are in a war. So after this break, I'm going to show you a clip with Paloma Paloma. I'm going to show you the clip with Paloma. We're going to talk a little bit about that. My name is Will Johnson, filling for Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWars. See you in a minute.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than that. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. You notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Will Johnson.
All right. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We have a lot to talk about, and like I said before the break, I'm going to show you a video clip, and I had the honor to interview Paloma. And she's down in Tijuana. I actually went down to the border with her and experienced some of the stuff that's going on down on the border. And it is a crisis on the border. But the reason why I'm talking about her today is because this past weekend she went into a U.S. Postal office and basically was verbally attacked and physically attacked. And I'm going to show this video to you. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people have seen a lot of this already. But people need to recognize, just like I started off in the program today, there's been multiple attacks on conservatives. And it has been conservatives. The conservatives are the ones being attacked. And you know what? Just to clarify, in the past, when we had different things going on, like Obama became president and what happened after that, you didn't see conservatives going out burning vehicles. You didn't see conservatives pulling people out of vehicles, beating them up. You didn't see conservatives destroying Starbucks. You didn't see conservatives trying to harm people, throw rocks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You didn't see it. Why? Because it didn't happen. And if it did happen, you know very well that the mainstream media would be showing it day in, day out. They wouldn't be only be talking about Charlottesville. Have you noticed that? They always bring up Charlottesville. And now they're going to try to bring up the New Zealand thing, but I digress. It's the left that's always been violent. So let me cue up this video for you. And I'm going to, so, and this, you just have to hear it because this is how they think. And they justified it in their mind that being this way is a good thing. And it's absolutely not. It's not good at all. Okay? So let me quit yapping and let me get playing it. Okay? Here we go.
I don't care if you don't agree with it. I have the right to wear it.
Irene. Okay, racist.
Okay, racist. I'm a Mexican racist against the white. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a Mexican racist against the white.
I'm wearing a hat. With the president's name on it. Look at you're shaking. Get yourself together. Seriously.
Okay. Are you there? Okay. All right. Yeah, I apologize for that. That was on my end, the audio. I had to work on that. I actually fixed it. Okay, so the whole point is Laura, listen to me. Paloma went into the U.S. Post Office. While she walked into the post office, the lady told her that she should be ashamed for wearing that hat. Seriously, he is the president of the United States. You should not be ashamed of wearing a hat. I mean, I keep my hat with me. This is my mega hat. I wear it every time when I go out. And you should not be ashamed to wear it. We should not have that kind of issue. Anybody should be able to wear anything that they want. When Obama became president, when he won the election, and people had on the Obama clown shirts, it was okay. No one attacked them. Not a single time did a conservative go out and attack someone because they had on an Obama shirt or some kind of Obama paraphernalia. Nothing. It did not happen. Because if it did happen and they recorded it, of course, the liberal media would be showing it. And do they show it? No, they don't show it. Because they don't have it to show. Because it didn't happen. And now you probably have what's I'm surprised didn't take place is that you didn't have these liberals trying to act like Trump supporters or at the time right wingers and go out and attack someone with the Obama shirt on. You see, they didn't think about it then because, see, they didn't get absolutely angry until President Trump won the election in 2016. That's when the anger came to the surface. That's when we all started seeing what was happening. And when that started happening, they were like, oh, my goodness, President Trump won, Trump won, Trump won. Now they got to go out on the attack. There's been multiple instances where they went out and attacked people specifically just because they're wearing a hat. That doesn't make any sense. How are you going to be upset because someone's wearing something that you disagree with? I mean, I don't agree with BLM, and I see them everywhere here in California. They're constantly wearing, but I don't attack someone. I don't even verbally attack them. But you get just the opposite. So who's the tolerant ones? It's not liberals. And they all try to claim that, oh, we're so tolerant. We're inclusive. We're for everybody. You're only for the people that's crazy like you. That is the left. And that's what we've been seeing. And we're constantly seeing it. And for the life of me, some of the right-wing media outlets, other than InfoWars will talk about it. But you have some of them that are on the mainstream that won't even talk about it, won't even address the issue. As if it's okay. This is the norm. This is supposed to happen. It's not normal. It's not supposed to happen. People in America, and for example, if I went out and stood on a corner holding the American flag, don't send me a message telling me that I'm inciting violence for standing on the corner in the United States holding the American flag. It doesn't work that way. That's not how it's supposed to happen. You're supposed to say, honk, honk, yes, America, but you don't get that. You get just the opposite. And it's absolutely disgusting. I'm an American citizen, and I love this country, and I would do anything to keep this country the way it is, because it is great. And come 2020, voting for President Trump will keep America great, and the liberals can't stand it. That's why we are at war. It's a spiritual war. The liberal media is at war with the American people. Why? Because they don't like President Trump. They are willing to destroy this country because they hate the President of the United States. Have you ever heard of such a thing before? Never. Never. It happens. It only happens because the left is showing it to happen. Why is it happening now? You would think in the year 2019 that we could be so much more civil, right? We're supposed to be a civilized nation. We're not supposed to be third world nation. We're not supposed to be crazy about the nation, right? But people walk outside and they wear a Trump hat and you get attacked. You wear a MAGA hat and you get attacked. There's been multiple times it happens. I mean, so to give you another example, I have here there was a woman charged for attacking a man in a MAGA hat in a restaurant. And then ICE decided to arrest the lady. Same thing. There's another incident where an 80-year-old man in Jersey, New Jersey, 81 years old, was assaulted by a leftist because he was wearing a MAGA hat. Does that make sense to you? I mean, seriously, it's the old man. Leave the old man alone. But see, they can't help themselves. They go based on their feelings. They go based on their feelings. The old man you see on the screen now, he was here in California. He was attacked. Why? Because he's wearing a MAGA hat. It should not happen. We are Americans. We have freedom. And people are going to fight for the freedom. The young and the old. My name is Will Johnson. You are watching the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Will Johnson.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Will Johnson. So, I was talking about being attacked by the left. Being attacked by liberals in the mainstream media is not talking about it. Why? Because they want people to believe that white nationalists, white supremacists, white people are on the uprise to destroy America, which is completely crazy if you really think about it, right? Because you hear a lot of people on the left said that America is a white country. So why would people want to rise and destroy the country that's already white? I mean, really? I mean, it's like, I mean, really, did anyone ever think about that? So the main reason why they're saying that is because Obama was president, a black man, if you want to say that he was really black, you know, and it's not that white people are attacking people that are conservatives, but there are white people that are liberals attacking people. I mean, there's liberals attacking black people. There's liberals that's attacking white people. There are liberals attacking Hispanics and Asians. Liberals, the common denominator are liberals. They attack everybody. If you don't think like they do, they will find some kind of way to attack you. And it doesn't always have to be physical. They start off being verbally abusive to people. They start off that way and they're excited about it. And they feel that they have this justice about them, that they have to fight the nationalists and the fascists and the white supremacists. In actuality, they're the ones that's the fascists. They're the ones who's with all the supremacy against the people who don't agree with them. They're the ones that's doing all of it. So there's a gentleman here named Jeffrey. He actually went to... He went to an event this past weekend, and I'm gonna show a video of him where he confronted these people. And this is, let me show it. I have the article here. Or it was actually, he sent me a screenshot. This was at a First United Methodist Church in Loomis, California, which is kind of interesting to me that the church, you know, is teaching people how to break the law. You know, I'm kind of confused by that. Yeah, I mean, at some point you would think that these people that believe in God would follow laws, right? You know, that's the right thing to do. You know, God teaches us to do the right thing. So I'm subject to believe anything that's coming out of this church or other church or churches just like it. But anyways, he went into this place, and one of the questions they were asking, he asked was, about the number, the quota coming into the America, coming into the border. How many people should we allow to come in? You know, I mean, so that is a valid question. The question is when do we stop? Is it 1 million? Is it 2 million? Is it 50 million? Right now, it's the UN trying to bring in people into the country. And I truly believe that it's an invasion and it is a war tactic. And I think the left is using these leftists as a tactic to attack us. So it was the United Methodist Church, the First United Methodist Church. And they're sending these people in to attack us on a different front, various fronts in Texas, California, and they're bringing all these people in. So what happened at this event, he just asked a simple question. He was just asking a question. And when he went to ask the question, they decided to attack him. This event he went to was supposed to be for immigration, placer education to advocates. So they're basically teaching people on how to beat the system, how to get over the system, how to get by, how to manipulate. I mean, it's the same thing that they do when I went down to Tijuana. When I was down in Tijuana, you had these leftists with the green hats on, the Lawyers Guild, teaching people what to say and what they should do. So without further ado, let me get this video over here. And this time I have my audio correct. And let's just watch. It's just a minute clip, and we're going to talk about it.
Would you answer one question of opposition, please? I respectfully just waited and want to ask one question, please. I heard the question from the customs woman about the quota and how it's at 1 million, which is more than any other country in the world, right? And what about the 150,000 people that came in last month? I understand there's a quota, but you have to realize that we have a border problem right now, and I understand that. May I finish, please? I'm just saying, what I'm getting at is if we have a quota, really,
dude. They assaulted him.
Really, dude? Now I'm being physically attacked? If I'm on a live video, I've just been physically attacked, right?
The premise.
All right, so what you're doing is you're physically assaulting me.
No, okay. I'm putting you off of the property.
I was never asked
to leave. This is private property.
All right, I see what you're doing.
See, that's what you get. That's exactly what you get. He wasn't being disruptive. He wasn't being loud. And they attacked him simply because he was asking the question and he brought it to their attention that there is a crisis on the border. Really? It just proves my point. You can be a conservative and ask polite questions and still get attacked. It doesn't matter. Because you don't think like these leftist liberals, they are going to attack you. And I guarantee that the mainstream media is not going to talk about it. Zero, nada, zip. They never do. Because they're complicit with the Democrats on pushing this whole narrative that it's the right wingers. They even have TV shows on Netflix, on other various channels where they're saying people on the right are domestic terrorists when the left is the one that's domestic terrorists. Antifa, BLM, and BAM, they are the foot soldiers for the Democrat terrorist party in America. They are. They're the foot soldiers. Because the Democrats will say stuff, and guess what happens? It trickles down to the lamestream media, and then the lamestream media puts it out there, and then Antifa, BLM, and BAM, and the rest of these anti-American hate groups will go out there and run with it and start attacking conservatives. There's not enough being said about the left attacking conservatives. I went to a Kevin DeLeon event here in California. And I confronted Kevin DeLeon and I asked him, why is he putting illegals before the American people? And there was roughly about 200 people in this room. And while I was there, I noticed that I'm the only black male in the room. The only black male in the room and the rest of them were white. And guess who they attacked? Me. Because I'm the only Trump supporter. Amazing. 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 My name is Will Johnson. This is the Alex Jones Show. We will be right back after this message.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. plan that it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens. They want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
There's an attack on white people in America. If you go out and you say you're a Trump supporter today, you're automatically racist. Why? Because you're white. Right now, the war is the info war. That's the war that we're in right now.
Trump will be the 45th president
is Alex Jones.
Welcome back. My name is Will Johnson, and this is the Alex Jones Show. Before we get started, I want to bring something to your attention that I thought was absolutely phenomenal that InfoWars is doing to help bring, you know, this is one of the things is how InfoWars functions. And everyone here, Alex Jones says it, when you support InfoWars.com, you go to InfoWars.com/show and go to InfoWarsStore.com. When you support InfoWars, we're being at the tip of the spear in this global battle, in this fight that we're all fighting. That's one way that you can do it. So to help save big and with a limited time on mega sales, on top of the 60% off of InfoWars Life specials with free shipping and double Patriot points. You can't pass that up. I mean, seriously, who could pass it up? So the fan, even the fan favorite specials, 55% off Survival Shield X2, and it's back in stock. Got to get it now. Got to get it now before it run out. And on, also, one of the ones I really love that I get at InfoWars, I purchase this all the time, is the Brain Force. And now my new favorite is the Turbo Force. But then also, they have so many different products. It is unbelievable. And that's part of the reason why they are attacking InfoWars the way they are. Just think about it. I've been talking about it the entire show. They're attacking InfoWars, and they don't like what Alex Jones is doing because he's waking people up. And they can't have that. They want people to stay asleep. So when you have super, like you have the super male vitality, you know, the super blue products, gotta get them. If nothing else, get it and try it. And then tell your friends about it. And even go look at the reviews that they have on the store. Go look at the reviews. Some of them, I mean, they're honest people putting their information out there and how it's working for them. All right, cool. So I've been talking about how the left is attacking conservatives. And main reason I'm talking about it is because we don't have enough people talking about it in the mainstream media or even the mainstream media, period. The only place you ever hear anything that's actually happening to the American people on a ground level is InfoWars.com. You ever think about that? How come you don't hear stuff that's actually happening on the ground level in the mainstream media? Why? Because they have an agenda that they're pushing. And thousands upon thousands, actually millions of people, I'm being, you know, conservative, millions of people actually go to InfoWars.com and look at what's happening across the world and in America. And people are waking up. That's why they're attacking InfoWars the way they are. So I have one more clip that I'm going to play. I may play this segment or the next one. It just depends. When we have the left dreaming up things about white people and how white people are going along with it, that should be a wake-up call to a lot of white people. It dawned on me the other day, I'm sitting there talking to someone, and they had this white person saying that, you know, yeah, white people are the problem. And then you even had Joe Biden come out and say, you know, white men are the problem. Did you ever think that you would have an ex-vice president go on national television and say that white men, specifically white men, he's talking about white people, and he's white. What is it about white people don't like? And all of the white people that are alive today, they've never owned a slave. The black people living in America today have never been slaves unless they escaped recently from Africa. Because you have Muslims in Africa enslaving people today, black people. And that's okay when it comes to the left. But you have Joe Biden saying white people are the problem. You have the lamestream media saying that white people are the problem. And why is it a black man, such as myself, can come on here and say white people are not the problem, and then I get white and black people trying to demonize me, say something's wrong with me because I say white people are not the problem? Does it make sense? Just think about that. I mean, it don't even sound right. for me to be a black man saying white people are not the problem, and then you have white people getting to coming at me saying you're wrong, that don't even sound right. My God, what's wrong with these people? What it is, a lot of it is white guilt. These white liberals, they have white guilt because they're Democrats, and it's the Democrats that want to keep people enslaved. It's the Democrats that enslaved black people. It's the Democrats that didn't want women to vote. It's the Democrats that was against the civil rights. It was the Democrats that created the KKK. So these white people that are Democrats still supporting this, all these Democrat policies, they have the white guilt probably because they're supporting Democrats. Get out of the Democrat Party. Stop falling for it. What is your reasoning behind it? Does it help? It doesn't help. All it's doing is creating division. And I love how they sit there and say that President Trump, because he's white, he's racist, just simply because he was born white. That's the reason why they say he's racist, because he's born white and he's a billionaire. So he must be racist. But not a single one of them was saying that before he became president. And the lamestream media keep putting it out there, keep putting it out there. And we're supposed to believe it. We're supposed to believe that he's all of a sudden racist because he's white. What other country, think about it, what other country that goes out and says that white people are the problem? I can give you one. It's not even a country, I guess you would say. It's a continent, South Africa. Genocide of white people is happening at an alarming rate in South Africa, and you have the lamestream media not talking about it. It's like they, for some reason, they have it fixed in their head that white people deserve this. At what point do people, period, anywhere on the planet deserve this? You have Muslims killing Christians. And for some reason, even in the United States, they associate Christianity with just white people. But that's not the case. Christianity is not a color. Christianity is a way of life. But they attack everybody because they don't think like them. This whole thing, what I've been talking about, is how the left attack everybody because they don't think like them. I'll give you another example. Here in the state of California, they're trying to make it to where they put people in prison if you don't agree that this grown man over here is a woman. Do you hear me? Not only that, here in the state of California, they're pushing stuff to where they're trying to justify pedophilia. That's probably why they're okay with Joe. For the most part, they're okay with his acts, but they want to remove Joe because they don't want a white man to be president. They want someone else. My name is Will Johnson. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to play the clip when we come back. We're going to play another clip when we come back. Stay tuned. See you in a minute.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Will Johnson.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. My name is Will Johnson. We've been talking about the left attacking conservatives, constantly attacking conservatives, to the point to where they're sending people out to attack more conservatives. It's like a reoccurring thing with the left now. They've made it like their goal, their plan, their objective to attack conservatives. The last segment I was talking about how they, like even like Joe Biden being vice president, saying that white people are the problem, or white men, and he's a white man himself, so you would think, why would they vote for him or even support him, because he's a white man, but yet he's like gearing up to be president? I mean, anyone put that together? Is anybody putting that together? Did anybody else put that together? He said white men are the problem. And he's getting ready to gear up. I mean, it really looks that way. But with all the whole touchy-feely sniffing, I don't know that he's going to actually put his name in the hat. Then again, he may. Because, you know, he is who he is. You know, I mean, groping Joe. Now look at that. Groping Joe. You know, he'll grope himself. And then what was really amazing about that clip with Joe groping himself is that the left got upset about Joe groping himself. But it's okay for him. It's okay for him to grope other people he don't even know. I mean, seriously. But anyways, I was talking about how the left is attacking white people. I like to talk about how black people are still falling for the Democrat lies. And it's not just black people falling for it. You have white people, Asian people, Latinos. They fall for it, too. I mean, we've been falling for it for the longest. Sadly to say, I used to be a Democrat. God woke me up. No longer will I ever, ever in my entire life support a Democrat. Never again. I don't care. I would support a crooked Republican over a Democrat. It's sad to say. Because these Democrats, they do not have the best interest for America. They're trying to undermine the President of the United States. They're trying to destroy us, right? But I digress. Black people. When you have black people that just blindly follow the Democrat Party for no apparent reason, and then when you have President Trump come and say, what the, you got to lose, H-E-L-L, what do you have to lose? A lot of black people are like, well, you know what? He has a point. What do we have to lose? We haven't gained anything by following the Democrats. And the Democrats have, by design, they have been keeping black people under their boot forever. By design. And they're very good at it. Because it's working. I saw a CNN clip where they were talking about on CNN, talking about how they don't even really address the black male any longer because black males are starting to leave the Democrat Party. This was on CNN. And I'm sitting there listening to it. And then they came and said that, well, we don't have to worry about losing the black woman. Basically, they said, we own the black woman. And I'm like, my goodness. And I'm upset because I don't have the video recording on that. I'm upset. So a lot of people say, if you don't have the video recording on it, it didn't happen. You know, CNN will say it too. But then a lot of times you can take a video clip and make 3 seconds out of it and say, oh, this is it right here, and take it completely out of context. They do it all the time. That's how they manipulate the system. That's how they have black people today believing that reparations is going to help you. And see, a lot of black people don't even understand the history of reparations. Reparations was created by the Republican Party, which the Republican Party was against slavery. The Republican Party was helping black people arm themselves against the KKK Democrat Party. But a lot of people still don't realize that. A lot of black people do not realize that. And why not? And why not? Seriously? The Democrats have done nothing to improve the community of black people. And they have done anything to improve the community of Latinos. Think about it. They keep making these empty promises, but yet they do nothing. And you know what's really clear indication about all of it? You have Joe Biden, you had Hillary Clinton, and now you have AOC. When they stand before black people, all of a sudden, y'all, we got to talk like this, because down here, y'all black people don't understand anything else unless I talk like this, y'all. This it, y'all. Y'all black people have been oppressed for years. See, y'all, this is how it is. AOC, because I'm here to talk to you black people, because black people don't understand nothing unless I talk like this to you black people. Why do black people keep falling for this nonsense? I don't understand it. AOC, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, there's been multiple clips with them doing it. As if black people don't understand what you're saying. You don't understand the words coming out of my mouth unless I'm talking like I'm all country and y'all don't understand nothing because y'all from the sticks. That don't make any sense to me. And for some reason, they fix it in their head that that's how they're supposed to talk to black people. And what's really remarkable is the black people sitting in the audience, sitting there taking that. Knowing good and well they don't talk that way. Why would they sit there? Someone in the audience, when AOC was up there talking, someone in the audience said, why are you talking that way? Why are you talking that way? They don't do that, though. They just start clapping. Black people, for some reason, they keep going right along with it. Right along with it. And then they come out and they say, oh, you're going to get this. You're going to get this. We're going to give you that and get nothing but more heartache, more poverty, less jobs. But, oh, here come President Trump. Look at the jobs in the black community. Look at the jobs in the black community. See, that changed all of it. Right. And then they try to give the credit to Obama. Really? Really? They don't want to give the credit to President Trump because then more black people will recognize what President Trump is doing. So, like I was saying, I'm going to play this clip. This is a report I did. It's on Infowars.com/show. Actually, and if you go, actually, if you go to the Infowars.com and go to the media section, you can see this report in its full content. I'm just going to play some of it. The point is that they have the black people, the youth, dumbed down to believe the stuff that they're saying. And it is, it's just unbelievable. Okay, so let me go ahead and pull this up. I already got it queued. We're going to go ahead and roll with it.
All right, that's okay.
So, okay, wait a minute. You were walking by. It's obvious you were addressing your question or your statement towards me.
Yeah, because I'm standing here with them. Directly towards you. It wasn't even towards them because they going to act how they act.
Wait a minute, but it is towards us.
Hang on. Let him finish.
Trump is racist. I don't care.
Why is he racist?
Because you guys want to blame all the Mexicans and shit.
I'm Mexican.
Hang on. Listen. This was your son.
Yeah. So, see, that's it. Trump is racist. Why is he racist? If you want to see the full clip, go to Infowars.com. And you can see the entire clip there. It is amazing. I actually put factual information in there so no one can dispute it. We also talked about how he tried to say Caucasians brought slaves here, black people. Caucasians been doing stuff to black people. And I completely showed all the facts on it, exactly what happened. They are not going to stop. The left is not going to stop. They've got to do everything they can to get rid of President Trump, and they're attacking white people. And one of the things I've said before, one of the things is that back in the 50s and the 60s, the way the Democrats used to do black people, the year 2019, 2020, 2020, they are going to want to do it to white people. It's here. It's here. And the reason why I keep talking about it is because the same reason why Martin Luther King used to keep talking about it, because we've got to talk about it until they stop. And if they don't stop, then I'm not going to stop. We have to keep talking about it. My name is Will Johnson. This is the Alex Jones Show. Next is InfoWars with Owen Schroeder. That's the War Room. The War Room with Owen Schroeder. Thank you for watching. Thank you for watching. God bless. Have a
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober. Now, your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.